You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I find that this lifetime that we live in is coupled with questions, projections, thoughts, limitations. And if you're not 50, or if you are 50 or about to be 50 or 10 years from being 50 or 20 years from being 50, this show will affect you tonight. You know, I find it interesting how we read all this stuff about retirement. When are we going to retire? Have you saved enough for retirement? Are you ready for the freaking retirement? And I ask you why. I kind of feel like we've been sold a bill of goods for a long time, that we're supposed to believe that when we hit a certain age, the only thing that we can do now is retire or drive around in an RV. And not that I have a problem with an RV. I love RVs, but I'm serious. It's like you hit a certain age and your viability, your ability, and everything else seems to be questioned, and you are now doomed to retirement. And I don't know about y'all, but I know that most of the people that listen to this show are intelligent, mostly happy people, right? That have talent and skill, knowledge and wisdom, right? And this can attack you, or you can deal with this at very early ages. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is that I feel it's time to begin living our life with a different thought process and a different pattern in our mind. And what I'm trying to say, or what I am saying, or what I'm trying to get at, is the fact that I believe that our life has two lifetimes. And what I'm saying is that I believe that when you hit a certain age, it's not time to stop. It's time to do something different. Are you ready for the next chapter in your life? What will the next chapter in your life be? You know, I think that many of us often believe that 50 begins to signify the fact that, well, maybe time to retire soon. For sure, 60. At 60, everybody's like, well, that's about it. Got to throw in the hat. It's done. You got to get the retirement, got to get the pension, and that's fine. But I don't agree with the fact that it's time to retire and to basically, as I feel, almost stop living. I believe that this is the time when things start getting really good. This is the time when life starts getting really good. And I believe that this is the time when we have a new lease on life. And I don't know about you, but a new lease on life is an opportunity to be successful or happy after experiencing a series of possible difficulties. An opportunity to improve one's outlook and one's circumstances defines a new lease on life. And so I find that, you know, as we go through the growing pains of life and we go through our wasted youth, and we get to our 30s and our 40s, and we're really working hard at work and we're doing our thing, I think we get to a certain age where we can have a new lease on life. And what I mean by that is I feel that most of us have a life that's defined by the people in our life and the responsibilities that we have created for our life. And the reason why this is important for everybody at any age right now is that the way that you see your future directly relates to how you live your life right now. So even if you're 28 or 35, the way that you see your life right now and the way you see the possibilities for your future directly relate to how you live your life. It's fundamental. Because the thing about that is that you feel that something's going to happen. For example, okay, when I hit this certain age, this is what I'm going to put the brakes on. I'm going to work really hard up until then, you know, and then I'm done. And so instead of really working and realizing the possibilities, we basically shut down, put the boundaries up, and not even have any sort of direction or dedication for the possible next 50 years of our life. And what I'm saying tonight is that I believe that if you look at life in the sense, and I'm not saying that everybody's going to hit this, and I'm not saying that other people can't get over this. I mean, there's some people that are going to live to 110, 115. I mean, the way that we're going at it now, who knows? So I ask you to begin to live your life as though you are going to live to 100. You are going to live to 100. Let's just put it out there. Now, what does that mean to me when I start thinking about I'm going to at least live to 100 years old? At least. I mean, look at Betty White, for Christ's sakes, okay? Seriously. Think about it. So what are the first things that are very important to me if I'm going to live to 100? What are some of the things that I need to be aware of? Well, you know, the first thing is my health, right? And it was interesting. The other day, I was in a conversation with a client, and, you know, they were kind of going back and forth about, you know, how much I charge per hour and per meeting and that sort of thing. And I said, the thing is this. I'm using my time, which I can't ever get back. I can't get my time back. Time is something that we can't get back. I can't sit there and say, okay, you used 90 minutes of my time. Now give me my time back. I wish I could. I would much rather accept time than money. Because if you really think about it, money can be made. Time doesn't seem to be processed. We can't just create time. I don't have a laboratory in the back of my studio where we're building and making time in test tubes, where we drink it and we add all this time into our life. No, as of right now, we don't have that option. So look at it as the fact that when you give somebody a service, you're giving them your time. You're giving them their wisdom. The only thing you can get back from them is either a trade or monetary financial backing, because that's the only freaking currency we got, unfortunately. So let's think about this. You live to 100. Let's just say average 100 age right now. The first thing that's important is that we want to be healthy in order to really have a second lease in life, right? A new lease in life. I call it a second lease because we're really leasing this body. We're doing this whole thing. You know, you got to turn it in at the end, right? Yep. So with that in mind, how do we make sure that our second life within our first and only within this lifetime is an amazing life? First off, we have to have health. We have to have our health. And it's interesting how when you begin to start thinking about the second and this new lease in life, you begin to see things in a different way. You begin to realize the value that we find in time. We begin to realize the value that time is, and that the value that our time is, and how valuable it truly is. The second thing that we realize is that it seems to go hand in hand is that time is just as valuable as our health. Without being healthy, you just have a lot of time being in pain, being unhealthy, feeling like crap, waiting for the years to go by so you can die. And so we have to sit there and realize that the most important things we have is to conserve our time, to conserve our wisdom to some degree, and at the same point, watch our health. And the reason why I really bring this up tonight is because I feel that a lot of us, and for most of us, you know, when we're young, we call it wasted youth. And I know my parents would say that kind of stuff to me. And I'd be like, what the hell are you talking about, wasted youth? And it's not until, you know, you hit 30 something and you go, oh God, if I would have known then what I know now, like shooting fish in a barrel. I don't agree with shooting fish, but it would be like that because it would just be right there. I mean, if I knew then when I was 19 what I knew now, oh my God, it'd be like a cakewalk. And I guess that's why they call it wasted youth, because you know what? It kind of sucks that we didn't know what we know. You know, you kind of feel like you kind of fumbled through your 20s, right? For the most part, your teens and your 20s are like, what was I thinking? I was crazy, out of control. And it's funny how we see kids nowadays and we're like, they're totally out of control. And some of us kind of laugh about it because we've completely accepted the fact that we were there. We understand that they are no different than we are. And some of you still get angry about it because you still never dealt with the fact that you were just as crazy as them. I mean, heck, back in the day, I used to smoke clove cigarettes. You know how bad those are for you? I used to buy those at the cigarette, you know, like the cigar store. And I'd buy a carton of them. And they were those black Sampurna extra black cloves. And you know how they crackled when you smoked them? Man, I thought I was awesome, man. I was in the in crowd, and I was pretty awesome at that time. However, I mean, that's insane, and I thought I was so cool. And I remember I'd get away with smoking in, like, public places that you weren't supposed to smoke at or whatever. And I was like, man, look at me. I'm in charge here. And it's funny when I see kids nowadays do that, I kind of snicker and laugh because I realize I was there. But I wasted a lot of my time doing stupid bonehead things that I wish I could take back. It made me who I am, I know that. But at the same time, I wish I would have had some of that time back. When we return, I'll be talking about the concept of purpose, the concept of the responsibilities that you have, and how we can translate this and turn this stuff around so that you still have that option, but also those dreams that you've had for a long time, you can actually try to attain those and work at those in your second part of your life. Stay tuned when we return. I'll be talking more about that. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, BERGES.com. Tweet me right now. I'm actually having a conversation on Twitter right now. At Ashley Burgess is my handle. As well as Facebook, Ashley Burgess will be conversating right now on the show live. I want to hear from you, and I want to hear what you have to say about having a new lease on life. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time, and well, you know it. Two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I'm talking about getting ready for the next chapter in your life. Looking at life in a different perspective. It's time. It's time to get out of our limited thought process and move into a life that we realize all of our options. We've been sold a bill of goods for a long time now. We've all bought into it. And how far has that really gotten us? Not that far. Let me explain the bill of goods that we've built into and that we have actually bought into, hook, line, and sinker. We bought into a fact that we get born and we grow up and we go to high school and we go to college and we get married out of high school, whatever it is, and we have kids. And then the kids get out of school, they end up getting out, going to college, we're empty nesters. We keep working, and then at 60 or whatever, we stop working, and we retire, and we get ready to die. Because that's it. That's all we have to look forward to. It was just like having that one song, that one great number one song, and that's it. And you never do anything else with your career, and you live off the royalties like that, because you never really realize that you could actually create another album. Because you believe that it's just a one-hit wonder. That's it. That's all we got. That's all she wrote. One-hit wonder. I agree to disagree. I believe that this is asinine. Why would we live a life like that? I find it's time to look at a new lease on life and realize a new life perspective. That perspective is this. Let's go on and qualify the fact that you live till you're 100. Let's just give you 100 right now. Some of you are going to outdo that. Some of you are going to be at 110, 120. I don't know, okay? Look at Betty White. She goes on stage all the time. She's like in her late 90s. Okay, go figure. So the thing is, let's say that that's the case. To me, that means that the world is really your oyster, if you really think about it. Now, dedicated to the concept of time and obviously taking care of your health, that also seems to function to another level. That actually kind of places the value of health on a different level of life, doesn't it? Think about it. It places how important health is on a different level. So when everybody's out going to the bars and getting crazy, getting snockered, getting out of control and feeling like crap, you got to sit there and realize, how much damage do I want to do to my liver? How tired do I want to get? How much of burning the candle at both ends do I want to do? because I do have probably 100 years on this planet. And I would rather live the last 50 years on this planet in decent health so I can actually get out of bed and do something. Wow, that puts a lot of stuff in perspective, right? For some of you who feel like you haven't done anything at night in so long and you feel like you don't have friends to go out with, you're patting yourself on the back right now. For others of us who are thinking about stopping and quitting drinking, we're patting ourselves on the back right now thinking, you know, it's all about the, it's about the marathon. It's not the race. And life is really a marathon if you think about it, right? And every aspect of every single thought process in our life, it's really a marathon. It's a marathon that probably lasts the average of 100 years. And it's like when we run too fast or we sprint, we run out of energy, we run out of our air, we stop, we kind of hiccup or cough it. And a lot of times when we're running, we miss out on the process, right? The process that life is. We get overwhelmed. And we don't see things the way that we could if we realize that time and health were the two most important things in our entire life. Because in order to live a comfortable life, one in which you can use your resources, your intelligence, your ability, your brain, your brawn, you've got to have health and you've got to have time. And everything else can be found or bought or worked for. But we can't ask for health and we can't ask for time. And so I find it interesting. So let's talk about this new lease on life. I believe that many of us believe, and we've agreed to this concept that you have to retire at a certain age. It's the end. You know, go on and get ready for your deathbed because this is it. Okay, no more. Because a lot of us, okay, in the beginning, we had this wasted youth, right? We wasted the youth. We look back at it. I look back at it all the time. I look back at my 20s going, my God, what the hell was I doing? I was over there acting like a freaking fool. And if I would have known then what I knew now, oh my God. And so it sucks. So a lot of us have that 20s where we just kind of, yeah, we were screw-ups for the most part. Most of us were. Some of you, okay, pat yourself on the back. You were such a great person. You did everything right. Well, most of us didn't. I remember when I finally was able to get out of the house, I rebelled. I got into trouble. I found trouble. I mean, trouble was my middle name for a little while. And it's interesting because, again, it's all about time. And I had something. I was on the phone before I came into the studio. And a good friend of mine, we went to elementary school, middle school together, high school. And he said that he was asked to by his sister to go to his mom's house and get Cabbage Patch Kids. That were in the attic, the original Cabbage Patch Kids, and bring them back over to her house. And I started reminiscing about, like, my toys, and I realized I don't really have any toys from the past that I used to have. I used to have, like, My Little Ponies. I love My Little Ponies, and I know I had My Little Ponies, and I had, like, the stable for My Little Ponies. I think I had a couple of Cabbage Patch Kids. I had a preemie. I remember that. I had a preemie, and that was so cool. And, I mean, I never really played, but, I mean, with the preemie, but I had it, you know, I always had it, like, on my bed, you know, behind where the pillows. When you make your bed, you have, like, the top pillow, you know, that had, like, the little decorative thing on it, and then I had, like, the preemie. And I started getting, like, kind of sad because I was like, you know, where is all my childhood toys, you know? But I also started realizing it's all about time. And we get stuck in this routine where we forget the fact that later on down the road, when we get older and maybe our health is not as good, we're going to wish that we could have done the things that we wanted to do. And so tonight, I'm advising that it's time to begin to either plan or to begin doing exactly what you want to do. There's no time like the present. And I know that some of us have stuff that we deal with, responsibilities, spouses, children, job. And some people say, well, I know my purpose, but my purpose isn't the job that I'm working. And when I, and for a lot of women, even men, when they first got married, their purpose became their spouse. You know, the damsel in distress needs my help, or she needs my help, or she needs stability, or I'm so in love with him, he's my purpose. And I'm not saying this in a negative way. I'm just saying this is reality. And so you come together and John or Allison becomes your purpose. And then Allison gets pregnant with John's baby. And their first baby, Laura, becomes Allison and John's purpose now. Maybe there's a second one. Same deal. And John gets a little sad because it seems like Allison's like more interested in what the kids are doing than him. And eventually they either work that out or they don't. So you see the fact that the purpose goes from not really realizing our purpose because of the wasted youth thing. Then the purpose goes to somebody else, which purpose was never meant to be put on someone else, okay? And then it goes to someone else. And then the empty nester thing comes. And then the question about purpose comes back again. Because you've never fulfilled the purpose to begin with. You found someone to love. You found someone to take care of. You found someone to care for you. You made kids. You produced your seed. You put it out there. You have children. You have lineage, legacy. And now what do? You've done all those things. Now what am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? And I find that a lot of people at this point have a lot of questions, get a little stressed out, and worried if they're ever going to find what they need to find. Will they ever find the direction they need? Will they ever understand their true and utter purpose? And I find that this is the time to find it. There's no better time than right now to find your purpose, because you have no reason, you have no excuses. You have no excuses. The children are growing up, even if they're still at the house, if they're in high school, I mean, you can help them out and everything, but they want very little time with mom and dad right now. You can make sure they're okay, you can make sure they're not out drinking and carousing, but they want little time with mom and dad. When we return, we're talking about doing all the things that you dreamed of, discussing the concept of bucket list and changing that perspective, and also how to create your second lifetime. Stay tuned. Check out the Ashley Burgess Network, ashleyburgessnetwork.com. Check out my latest blogs on ashleyburgess.com. We have a new site being redesigned right now with really cool videos on there for Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, and I'd like to get your feedback. Stay tuned. Live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time, and well, two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, I've been talking about that new lease on life. Not buying into the hype of retirement. Not buying into the BS that now your life is half over and you better get ready for death. No, instead, we're actually looking at it from a different type of concept. We're realizing that a lifetime is basically divided into two. Okay, it's into two segments, if you think about it. You have 1 to 50 and 50 to 100. Some of you might say it's 1 to 40 and 40, whatever, but I'm saying let's just divide it into two halves. And realize that one half is not just the end, one half is just the beginning. And right before the break, I was talking about purpose and spouses and how when we deal with our 20s, a lot of us are, and our teens for sure, we have wasted youth. We do crazy stuff. I did crazy stuff. I made bonehead decisions on a second-to-second basis. I mean, I got a doctorate in bonehead decisions. Sure did. From the Wasted Youth University. Yeah, exactly. I got an honors. I was an honors student. And I know there's a few of you listening right now who also got an honors degree that year at the Wasted Youth University. And what happened is we end up finding someone that we fall in love with, and they become our purpose. Our life's purpose is to give them love because we love them so much, and our life is made whole now because we have them. Oh my God, I found my purpose. And then all of a sudden we get Prego, and now our purpose goes to our little children. And then what happens is eventually our little children grow up to be big children, and we go, oh my God, what happened all the time? Remember when little Johnny would do finger paint for me and bring his finger paints into the room and show me? Now Johnny's 17 and driving his girlfriend around and doesn't want to talk to you. And this is the key here, is that all of a sudden the questions begin to flood into your life. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? Johnny's growing up. Yeah. Now I kind of realize that, yeah, I love my husband, or for you men, I love my wife. But I realize she or he wasn't my purpose. I'm glad we're together, but there's more to life. Crap. Now what do I do? I'm supposed to be retiring soon. No! Now it's time to do what you've always dreamed of doing. It's time to actually look at those dreams, contemplate your purpose, and begin to do some of these things. Prepare yourself to live a life of your dreams. If the Kardashians can have a TV show that lasts this long on primetime TV, you too can live your dreams. So, I have to argue with the title of the bucket list because I think that sucks. That bucket list basically describes the fact that you're already on the verge of dying because you're going to freaking kick the bucket. Let's drop that. You might be able to start using the bucket list maybe when you're 95. Go, you know what? Now it's time to call it the bucket list. I don't know. But you know what? At 50 or 60, quit using the words bucket list. Some of you are actually using it at 30. I find that really wrong, okay? Use it as the purpose list. The purpose list. It's no longer your bucket list, it's your purpose list. And I know a lot of people go, well, how is going to Costa Rica on my purpose list? Well, you know what? How do you know it's not? How do you know that you're not going to figure out something amazing in Costa Rica that you would not have figured out had you not gone, that could change the entire human race for the rest of the world to have a better life? You don't know. It could open your mind to a book that's been sitting in the recesses of your brain that needs to be written to help people. You could come up with a new way of helping poverty-stricken people. You don't know what the hell you're missing out on by not following your purpose list. Now, I'm not going to sit there and praise you for going to Vegas on your purpose list, but I'm saying there's certain things about it that it might appear to be a vacation. It might appear to be a leisurely thing, but it actually could connect to your higher self and your purpose. And I find a lot of clients often come in and say, you know, I've always dreamed about going to XYZ. I've always wanted to go. And I'll be honest with you, one of the places I've always wanted to go since I was a child is Africa. Is Africa. And I got a funny story for you. I got a funny antidote for you. So my dad would always ask, before the vacation was planned, where should we go on vacation? And I would always raise my hand, and my comment was always, Africa! I want to go to Africa! My dad would be like, next, who's up next? I was the only child. There's only three people in the room, including my dad. So, and my dad would be like, the Caribbean! We're going to the Caribbean! Next year, where do you want to go on vacation? I want to go to Africa! We're going to Mexico! Yay! Okay, as you can see, this went on and on for years and years on end. I never got to go to Africa, and I've always wanted to go. And I kind of believe that there's something behind wanting to go there, that it actually could help me even define myself even better. This is what I'm talking about. It's no longer a bucket list like you're going to do it before you die. It's a purpose list. There's certain things about being on this planet that you deserve to try to do, that you deserve to try out, that you deserve to play around and have some fun. And gosh darn it, it's time to begin to do it. Okay? So we create a second lifetime basically in the same lifetime. And that's what's so cool, is that we're not limiting ourselves to, well, we got the Volvo, we got the 2.5 kids, we got the spouse, we have the job, we make XYZ money, we have the house, we have 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, 1/2 acre of land. I guess we'll be retiring on this property and we'll just live out the last of our years waiting to die. No. It's time to create life number two. Life number two is ready for you to experience at all levels, and it's time to commence that right now. The first way that you can begin to do this is to create a new life path. Because remember, for the most part, your responsibilities, I mean, most of you are still working, and I'm not going to sit there and go, oh, go play hooky, go quit. No, it's like create a path with the realization that, yeah, okay, my kids are leaving soon. Maybe I decide to downsize a little bit. Maybe I decide to move. Maybe I've always wanted to live in a different place. Maybe I've always wanted to live in the country. Maybe I've always wanted horses. Maybe that's on my purpose list. Maybe my kids are about to go to college, and maybe my husband can work from home, and we could travel. We could see the world. And maybe seeing the world from a different perspective outside of your realm, of your community, in your area, in your city, in your town, will offer you the perspective that you've always needed. And with that perspective, you can use that to create your new life path. Because I find that the limitations that we've created already in our own mind, the roadblocks that we've created in our own life because of ourself, sometimes impedes our ability of progress because we begin to, you know, believe this bill of goods, like I was talking about. And that kind of becomes to be a part of the water source, right? Like we're drinking the water of limitation. We're drinking the water of roadblock city. Everything's a roadblock. Well, you know, I'm too old for that. And I better get those surgeries out of the way because, you know, I don't want to be too old. Oh, man. You know, I guess, you know, this is the last house we're ever going to buy, so we better do the right thing. No. Once we begin to realize that the limitations are mostly created by ourselves, we're able to take to the next level and realize that we can knock down those limitations, level those roadblocks, reset ourselves, and start again. And I find it necessary to get out of your comfort zone. Because the comfort zone is one of those things that holds us back. And one of the comfort zones that I see a lot of people do is live in the same place for a very long time. And I've lived in the same place for a pretty long time, and I agree that you have to watch out because that can get to be a problem. And some people have lived in a place for an extremely long time. And I'm not saying that place matters, location matters. It only matters if you are solid and good with yourself, it's good to have a little bit of change. But you don't want to run to somewhere else if things are bad because stuff will follow you. It's just because it's within you. You know what I'm saying? It's like taking a tornado and moving the tornado somewhere else. It's still going to be a problem. It's like it's not going to get any better. It's just if that tornado is inside of you, no matter where you go, you're going to have carnage and breakage and problems and suffering. And you have to kind of deal with yourself. But I do find that our comfort zones of doing what we've always known. And even if we can't actually move, beginning to take different ways to work, take different travel plans to work, drive a different direction, go a different way, take a different highway. The weekly and the weekend plans, change it up. Go to different restaurants, go to different things, go to art galleries, museums. Open your mind to new thought. this does wonders to basically unhinge those roadblocks that we have solidly created in our life. Stay tuned to Retirement, talking about finding your calling and how you can carry out this calling in your second part of your life now. Stay tuned. Check out the Ashley Burgess Network. Check me out on Spreaker, iTunes as well. Go to iTunes. Go to Live Your True Life Perspectives, or just put in Ashley Burgess. That's easier. On Spreaker, you can just put in Ashley. You find me immediately on the front page of Spreaker at any time. Check out the podcast. I got all kinds of folks on there. A lot of Hollywood people and some people doing some amazing stuff as well. And them too. So it's some really great collaboration. And it's all in podcast form. So it's a straight shot of basically 1 hour with no interruption. Stay tuned. We'll return to talking more about how to make this your reality. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. And well, huh? Yeah, it'll be two shakes. You could be
my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. I've been talking tonight about creating your new path, taking that second lease on life, having that amazing second part of your life that a lot of us never even realize we can have because we've bought into a bill of goods that says that we aren't. It's not about getting ready to die. It's about getting ready to live. It's time now. People are out of the house. Maybe your kids have grown up. There's all kinds of different changes in your life. And now it's time to create your second life. Create your new life. To remove those thoughtful limitations, those roadblocks that say that we can't do this, that we've already lived a life and now it's just time to figure out how to retire and die. No, now it's time to get out of your comfort zone. To get out of your comfort zone and to begin to find not your bucket list, but your purpose list. That purpose list is going to take you into creating your second lifetime. And what this purpose list allows you to do, it allows you to get out of your comfort zone, find your new life path, and find your true calling. And it's amazing when we begin to open our mind up to new ways of thought, new perspectives, we begin to live our true life by finding what truly matters in our life. And that purpose list allows us to find these things and to find our path. And so I ask you to begin a new notebook titled Your Name Purpose List. So Ashley Burgess's purpose list. And the things that I've always dreamed about doing begin to be written down underneath the title of Ashley Burgess's bucket list. But it's not bucket list, right? It's purpose list. And I ask you to even write bucket list and cross that out and put purpose list so that you realize what I'm saying tonight. You have a second option in life. And if you look at your life in two halves, year one to year 50, year 50 to year 100, you have two basic lives. The way you live your first life is very important. So some of you listening tonight are in your 20s and 30s. And it's time to realize the options we have with health and how to help ourselves stay healthy and ability to do what we need to do so our second half of our life is incredible. So we have that option. You know, the really neat thing about looking at life this way is that we begin to grow quite spiritually. We begin to grow in a spiritual realm because we're able to see our purpose more clearly. With the Wasted Youth concept, with putting our purpose on actual people instead of finding it, we've kind of missed the boat. And so instead of regretting things and worrying and wondering if we'll ever find ourselves, now it's time to do it. And even if you're a lot younger, realizing this information right now will change your life forever. Because a lot of times we're raised by people that also bought into it, that also drank the Kool-Aid, that this is the way life is, and you raise your children, they move out, you pay for their college degree, you pay for their education, or at least help pay some of their loans back. And then you keep on working until you can, you know, have a little nest egg. And then you get a smaller house, you downsize, you retire, and you, I don't know, do some charity work. You know, start eating at 4 o'clock in the afternoon for dinner. Well, I have to say that that's not the right way to do things. I mean, you can if that's what you want, but what about trying something new? What about living the life that you've always wanted to live? The cool thing about doing this purpose list is, for example, like on my purpose list, I have 2 or 3 more books that I need to write, at least. I have the titles of all those. I'm working on my 4th book right now. I grow spiritually because I'm able to see the things that I really want to do, especially even the things that I wanted to do that I couldn't do because I didn't have time. I had too many responsibilities, work reasons, children, raising kids. All of a sudden, this stuff all opens up. The coolest thing, too, about it is that you become a beacon of light for people you know, even people you don't know. You become this beacon of light because you begin to live a life and you get what everyone else has only dreamed of. Do you get what I'm saying? And a lot of us were late bloomers. I think a lot of us were late bloomers. We weren't, for a lot of you guys out there, you weren't the quarterback of the football team in high school. You weren't, for the girls out there, you weren't the hottest cheerleader. You know what I'm saying? That was already full, perfect woman that could be on the cover of Cosmo back when she was 16. Most of us were late bloomers. And for those late bloomers, even more so, it's time. You are a late bloomer for a reason. Because you got a lot more time to live. I want to be giving an award for somebody in the Academy Awards. I want to be walking up on stage when I'm past my, I mean, I want to do it before then, but when I'm in my 70s, when I'm in my 80s, when I'm in my 90s, I want to be on that stage every single year giving out awards to the best director, the best film. I want to do that. And I'm not going to let 95 stand in my way. And yeah, I might take some extra naps during the day, but that's okay. Because I want to live a full and amazing life that I believe that we're all supposed to live. And I know that some people say, well, what about other people's health issues and what about this? And I understand that some people suffer from poor health. I ask you at this point, I am a success story from that because I pulled myself up. I got out of certain things and I stopped allowing all kinds of stuff in my life, experimental surgeries on me and all that kind of stuff. And I finally figured out that I had to work for my health. Nobody was just going to give it to me. I had to work for it. I had to take care of myself mentally, physically, emotionally. I had to create a complete diet for dietary restrictions that I had to adhere to. I had to adhere to it. And it was rough and it was tough and it wasn't the most fun thing. And it took time. And there were times when I had to sit there and say, no, I can't go out. No, I can't do that. No, I'm not drinking. Yes, I got to go work out. Yes, I got to go walk several miles. I got to do this. I got to do that. Sorry, I can't go out and party, but instead I need to take care of my health. And this is something that you need to begin doing now so that when you are 85, you're taking a nap just because you're a little sleepy, not because you're in constant pain. Okay? And I think that once we begin to realize that this body is supposed to hold up for 100 years, we begin to live our life a little differently. Going to bed earlier, realizing it's not a race, it's a marathon. It's never been a race. It's always been a marathon, and some of us don't get that. Some of us don't get that. And we sit there and we realize we have family members and friends who are in assisted living, who are in health issues, and we see them going through it, and unfortunately, we can't change that for them. But it's not a race, right? It's a marathon. So even though they're not in perfect health, they're still going to live out this marathon one way or another. And I'm saying right now, get that purpose list. Figure out what you want to do in life. You get what everybody's ever dreamed of by following your purpose list. It's like amazing because you get what you get, some amazing stuff that other people only dream of. And you become the model for others to learn from and for others to follow. And you begin to help them find their own purpose too. Because as you uncover the understanding of yourself and realizing that this is an important factor in your life and understanding that your relationship with yourself is the most important relationship you can ever have, once you realize that, everything becomes very awakened. There's a lot of transparency. You become harmonious with yourself. Becomes a lot of self-love. Any sort of negativity that you've had with your spouse or anybody near you begins to fade away because you realize that that anger wasn't really about that person. It was within you because you hadn't found yourself yet. That's one of the factors that people get very angry about. And they don't even realize that it's anger because they haven't found their purpose. They think it's all about the other person. Because remember, they kept putting the fact that their purpose was on that other person, when in reality, their purpose was never that other person. Yeah, that's an awakening right there. When you're listening to this podcast, you can rewind this. Think about it. The anger inside of us is a lot of times directed because we haven't found our true self. We haven't found our purpose. And so we direct that anger outside of us to the people around us, believing that we're angry at them. But in reality, we're angry because we haven't found our purpose. You owe it to yourself to have that second life, to get your purpose, to follow your purpose list, to do what you need to do, to be a model for others to follow. Step up to the plate and be the chosen one like you were supposed to be. We're all chosen. It just depends on if we realize it. But not only that, do we actually step up to the plate and do what we said we were going to do? I got more shows for you coming up. Check out Spreaker. Check out iTunes. Live Your True Life Perspectives. Go to the AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. Check out my website. Check out Monday's video, Tuesday's videos, and Thursday's video. Monday Motivation, Motivation Mondays. Got a great show for you next. And Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. And well, unfortunately, we can't stay for another hour. So we'll be back this time in three shakes.